If you have your Bible tonight, if you would kindly turn with me to the Old Testament, to the book of Exodus in the 19th chapter. That's where we'll begin in just a moment. I appreciate so much the opportunity we have tonight to gather together as the people of God to worship in spirit and truth, and before the work week begins, to give the first day of the week to the Lord and to worship and to praise and glorify His majestic name. In a few moments, we'll stand and sing the song. If you've never put on Christ in baptism, all things have been made ready where you can be immersed into Christ for the remission of sins, as the Bible teaches in the book of Acts in the 2nd chapter in verse 38. In the book of Exodus in the 19th chapter, I want to read one verse to get the thought for our study, and that's verse 16. Then it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain, and the sound of the trumpet was very loud, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. If you take your Bible in the book of Exodus and the 19th chapter, I want you to underscore the phrase, the sound of the trumpet. As you make a study of the Bible, the Word of God, you will find that the word trumpet is often used. In both the Old and the New Testament, you'll find this word is used. And I want you to stop for a moment and remember that the people of the day made the trumpets, but I want us to understand that there were times that God designated for the trumpet to be blown. Here were individuals that made the trumpets, and yet they were an important part in the plan of God. Open your Bible, if you will, to the book of Numbers for just a moment and the 10th chapter. And when you come to the book of Numbers and the 10th chapter, if you will, notice with me what the Bible has to say about some of the trumpets of that day. In Numbers chapter 10, look at verse 2. When the Lord had spoke to Moses, He said, make two silver trumpets for yourself. You shall make them of hammered work. You shall use them for calling the congregation and for directing the movement of the camps. I want you to recognize that at this time, God had a specific purpose for Moses to blow the trumpet. First of all, He told them how to make the trumpet, with what to make the trumpet, and then He said, you blow the trumpet to call the congregation and to direct the movement of the camps. So at this time, we need to understand that they had a specific purpose. And we need to give attention as to why they were important. But now then, if you take your Bible, turn to the New Testament for just a moment, to the Revelation letter and the first chapter. And when you come to the Revelation letter and the first chapter, I want you to think about that God had used their trumpets in the Old Testament to call people. This was the way God was speaking to Moses and the people at that time. But in the Revelation letter, notice what it says in verse 10. In verse 10, notice the Bible says about Jesus, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet. In other words, He said, when I heard the voice of Jesus the Messiah, it was as though a trumpet was being blown. So this represents the purpose to get the attention of people. Under the Old Testament, they were to blow the trumpet, the silver trumpet, to direct the movement of the camp and to call the people together. And today, the voice of Jesus through His Word calls us and directs us. But that brings up something else. That brings up just exactly the purpose of the blowing of the trumpet. If you go back to the book of Exodus and the 19th chapter, and in the book of Numbers and the 10th chapter, you realize that it was a call to worship. The trumpet was blown to indicate a time to meet God. And when you look at these passages, you'll find that God had directed that they be blown so that the people know when to come together and when to worship as directed. When you examine the divine revelation, you'll find that in the book of Numbers in the 10th chapter, look at what He says in verse 3. When they blow both of them, all the congregation shall gather before you at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Now, He says in verse 4, if one's blown, there's a for the heads of the house or the heads of the division of Israel to gather. But now he says, when you sound the advance, the camps that lie on the east, they shall begin their journey. And when you sound the advance the second time, the camps that lie on the south, they shall begin their journey. He said they all have a purpose. And I want us to understand that this would be the time that God would want His people to assemble. He said when they are blown together, when they heard both trumpets, the congregation was to come together at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. I like that. I like that God called His people. And there would be no excuse for not hearing the blowing of the trumpet. I remember one time a family telling me that they had a dinner bell. And they said they'd ring that dinner bell and you could hear that all over the property. At one time their children didn't come. And when the children finally came up, they said, "Daddy, we're sorry, we didn't hear the dinner bell." Well, obviously they did, or they wouldn't have been able to make that protest. Well, they didn't make this protest in the days of Moses. They heard the blowing of the trumpet, and they were to gather together. But I want you to think about something else. Not only was it a call to worship, it was a call to war. The people of God had to face many enemies. They were going through hostile land at this time. And the trumpet call was to warn them to prepare for battle. In the book of Joshua and the 6th chapter, you remember that at this particular time, that here you find the people coming up against Jericho. And you remember that they were told to march around the city of Jericho for 6 days. But you remember that on the 7th day, that it says in verse 20, the people were to shout and the priest blew the trumpets. I want you to think about, my friend, the noise that must have been made on that 7th day when the walls came down. Here the people marched around Jericho as God commanded, and then the people shouted, and the trumpets were blown by the priest, and the walls of that city fell. The call came out, "Blow ye the trumpet." But then I want you to think about a third thing. The trumpet was a call to what? Worship. It was a call to war. But thirdly, it was a call to watch. The trumpet sounded forth a call for the people to see the power of God. When they came to the call of battle, the outcome was victory. As with the battle of Jericho, when the trumpet sounded, it was by faith and obedience the Israelite nation marched. And notice they marched and God gave them the victory. He knocked down the walls of the fortified city named Jericho. A shout and a trumpet blow by itself would not knock down the walls, but by faith, them keeping the commandment of God, brought down the walls, and they watched the power of God. I want to take that. I want to make 3 thoughts for us and the lesson journey. The first thing I want us to understand is we need to hear the voice of Christ. Look in the Hebrew letter and the 1st chapter. And when you come to the Hebrew letter and the 1st chapter, you remember that at this time, the Hebrew writer is giving to us the fact that we need to be listening to the voice of Jesus Christ. Not listening anymore to the voice of Moses, not listening to the voice of Abraham. But notice he said in verse 1, God who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He's appointed heir of all things, through whom He also made all the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He by Himself purged our sin, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. You know what you may call that? The clarion call. To hear the words of Christ is revealed in the New Testament. We recognize the new law came from Christ. He's the one who sent the Holy Spirit in Hebrews 16. He said that He would come and direct us into what? Partly truth? No, all truth. He guided the apostles into all truth, and it was written down, and now we have the written word in us fulfilled in all that we need, in its entirety. So this evening, I think about the Bible being written down. I see it's from God. I see it's from Christ. I see it's from the Holy Spirit. And we must not confuse the Word of God with other words and not be confused by other voices. We listen to what the Lord has said through His Word. But I'll tell you what else we need to do. When we listen to the voice of Christ, we hear the trumpet call to come worship. Now, one may not literally blow the trumpet to call the members at Eastside to worship, but I'll tell you something, the trumpet of the Word of God rings loud and clear. In Acts 20 and verse 7, it said that upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to what? Break bread, partake of the Lord's Supper. In Hebrews chapter 10, you remember that when the Hebrew writer is speaking, he said in verse 24, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. And to ignore this trumpet blast is to ignore the king's call together. Can you imagine if they had ignored that in Moses' day? When they were told to meet at the tabernacle? It was a serious thing to God that His people understood they were to come together. And it's serious to us today. You know, it's amazing that we have people that they will not ignore the call of recreation, but they ignore the call to come to worship. And it's a blaring ring. But secondly, we're called to battle. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, what did he say? He said to be sober, be vigilant. Why? Why am I to be sober-minded, sound of mind, and why am I to be watchful? He said, because your adversary, that's your enemy. Your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Do you recognize tonight that we are engaged in a spiritual war? Paul in the Ephesian letter in the 6th chapter tells us to put on the whole armor of God so that we may be able to withstand the fiery darts of the devil. And he said, we do not wrestle with flesh and blood, but with powers and principalities in the heavenly places. And so tonight we are in a battle. God's people are at war, and the trumpet sounds, and we know the enemy is near. And yet again, so many ignore the warning and proceed to walk into the enemy's trap. God has called us to walk where? In light and not in darkness. But that brings up the third thing. We're called to watch for the end of time. Open your Bible, if you will, kindly to 1 Thessalonians in the 4th chapter. And when you come to 1 Thessalonians in the 4th chapter, notice when the Apostle Paul had penned this letter, look at what he says in verse 13. When you look down at what Apostle Paul had to write, or verse 16, notice what he said. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and look at this. And with the trumpet of God. Have you ever thought about what that may sound like on the day of judgment? He said, you watch, because there is coming a day the Lord will return. And he said, the Lord Himself, not an angel. The angel will come with him. He said, the Lord Himself will descend. And the voice of an archangel and the trumpet of God will sound. Then if you take your Bible, look in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And notice again, the Apostle Paul is not ashamed to tell people to be on guard and watch. Notice what he says in verse 52. In a moment. I like that state. In a moment. That means with the snap of a finger, because the next phrase is in the twinkling of an eye. In the blink of an eye. What's going to happen? At the last trumpet. I'm sorry we have to get loud, but some people are not hearing the trumpet call, so I'll make the trumpet loud for just a moment. The trumpet. What's going to happen? For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Have you ever thought when that trumpet sounds that that'll be it?
There will be no more time to repent. There will be no more time to make your life right. When the trumpet goes off, that'll be it. That'll be all there is. But then if you take your Bible, turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 3. And when you come to 2 Peter chapter 3, look at what Peter had to say. In 2 Peter 3, look at verse 11. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the day and the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. The trumpet is the voice of God. Have you ever thought, my friend, now's the time to heed the call of the trumpet? If we ignore the trumpet call, when the last trumpet sounds, we will not be prepared to meet the King. Have you ever not been prepared for something? Have you ever had something and you just wasn't prepared for it? Can you imagine not being prepared to meet the King? I want to ask you a question. If tonight that trumpet sounded, would that bring fear to your heart or comfort? A lot of it depends, my friend, if we've been worshiping, washing, and fighting the battle. And if I've been doing those things, then I'll be ready for the trumpet. But if I'm not ready for the trumpet call, I better get ready. I better prepare myself. Because I don't want to miss going to heaven. As we think about what God's Word has said, heed the voice of Christ. Obey the voice of Christ. Worship the King so that one day we can be with the King. If you need to obey the gospel, our prayer is that this night you'll do so as together we stand and sing.